The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, is back with me for the ultimate guide. The ultimate guide to some winter breaks, is it?
Well, Kieran, like everyone else, you've noticed that the temperatures have gotten significantly cooler.
Yeah, there was frost, ground frost this
Indeed.
Morning.
My wife said to me, "Do I need to defrost the car?" And I says, "Don't be mad, woman." And then I looked out and I went, "We may need to."
Yeah, telling you, it's back.
Yeah.
It's almost like it comes back every year.
Yeah, like every year. I thought, you know what? Rather than run away from it, let's lean into it.
Oh, right.
Let's pick, here's
madness.
Some madness. I know, crazy talk.
Yeah.
Let's pick five destinations to consider for a winter break where it's even colder than it is here.
Okay.
So what does that mean? It means wrap up well, bring your gloves, a scarf. But your reward is five of the most beautiful and interesting cities, large towns in Europe.
Okay, where
none
are we
of
starting?
Which, so none of which are the obvious destinations.
All right, okay.
Because obviously there's the obvious destinations to go to. We're going to start in Bergen in Norway.
Oh,
so
lovely.
On the fjords.
Yeah.
So you can't fly direct from Dublin, but you can fly with SAS via Oslo. So think of it as Galway, but with fjords.
Okay? Okay, yeah.
So colourful waterfront houses, bracing Atlantic
artsy
air.
Artsy crowd,
dogs on ropes.
Yeah.
Crystals.
Wild women. Wild Connemara women.
And a strong food culture, like
yeah.
Galway.
Okay.
Yes. But except for the backdrop, instead of Connemara and the Aran Islands, or, well, you can't really see the Aran Islands, but
yeah,
figuratively speaking, the backdrop here is the icy fjords and the mountain peaks.
Okay,
so stunning.
Beautiful.
Really, really stunning. So the Bryggen Wharf, which is at the harbour, is UNESCO listed. It's so it's really, really old. There's a historic fish market, which is lovely for a stroll. You're obviously going to stick to seafood in your diet here.
Because, absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely. So dry aged fish, foraged herbs, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can see you losing interest.
I love a foraged herb, as you know. My favourite type of herb is one
it's
that's
a foraged
been foraged.
One. Not one, yeah.
Sorry, are the herbs in your menu, are they foraged?
Are they foraged?
I often ask it, Fionn.
Absolutely.
If I had a penny for every time I asked that in a restaurant.
Okay, fine. Let's move you away from seafood. Clearly you're not having it. So how about reindeer steak?
Oh, yeah, I'd have a bit of reindeer steak, yeah.
I've been to the Arctic and they serve reindeer steak in like a million different guises. It's actually very tasty. So there's a restaurant there called Brugeloftet. Brugeloftet.
Okay.
Pronounced in my made up Norwegian.
Okay.
But it's very old.
Sound like the chef from Sesame Street.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hurdy-gurdy. Well, he's Swedish.
Oh, yeah.
Not Norwegian, which probably is an affront to Norwegians.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So then you can get the funicular up to Mount Fluin, Mount Fluin, like Croagh-Patrick, but you know, with snow.
Okay.
And then if you're going, like you can go anytime really, but January is Bergen Spiser, which is this 10-day food festival. So kind of Taste of Dublin, but the Norwegian equivalent. The hotel I'd recommend, the Comfort Hotel, which is really, really good. Great for day trips if you want to go. There's a waterfall nearby called Vindefossen. Or you could take a 2-hour Ford cruise. Now, let's say Bergen isn't wintry enough for you.
Okay.
Go north. 200 miles north of the Arctic Circle.
Ah, stop. Really?
Ah, now.
Where am I going?
Tromso.
Stop. Will you stop with the accent, will you?
Make up accent. Tromso.
Okay.
And
if Bergen is Galway, where is Tromso?
Donegal.
Oh, right, like, okay.
Donegal, but like turned up to 11.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So you've got from October to April the Northern Lights. So if you're chasing the Northern Lights, now it is worth pointing out that you can see them in October, but you might see like a faint green. It's like it has to be like bitterly cold. It has to be like 40 below.
Yeah.
To really kind of catch the Northern Lights. But like the sun doesn't rise from November to January, so you're going to get like blue twilight for 24 hours a day. There's a polar museum, so you get to explore or discover all about Roald Amundsen and his polar expeditions. First man to go to the South Pole, poor old Captain Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out now. I may be gone sometime. And there's a nice cable car over the fjord. You can go husky sledding, you can go whale watching. Like Tromso is the Arctic.
Yes.
So all of the things that you'd expect from the Arctic. going to switch gears slightly.
Okay.
This is a city I wrote about. I wrote the travel guide for this place about 20 years ago. Ljubljana, which is the capital of Slovenia.
Oh, wow. I was there about 22 years ago.
Okay. Not far.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
In that secessionist Vienna style, like the architecture, yeah, really elegant and gorgeous. Like, you know, like lovely old town by the river. It's got like Baroque facades of the buildings. Very elegant town. Slovenia is the one country of the former Yugoslavia that just kind of left Yugoslavia without a scrap, and nobody kind of bothered with it. They were like, all right.
Yeah.
See you guys.
It didn't, it wasn't part of that. There wasn't that ethnic.
No, there wasn't a mass, the conflagration. Attention, obviously, yeah. Croatia, Bosnia and Serbia did had that. But it's a really beautiful city.
Wait, sorry, I'm gonna really butcher this metaphor. We've been to the Galway of Norway, the Donegal of Norway. Where is Ljubljana in Ireland?
Now, come on, you should know this. You've been there.
It is truly Kilkenny.
It is truly Kilkenny.
Yeah,
minus the hurling.
Yeah.
Yes. Minus the hurlings. Yeah, it's Ljubljana's lovely.
It is a beautiful, beautiful city full of beautiful people.
Yes, it is. True. Bratislava and Slovakia. So Prague obviously is very, very popular, but Bratislava, the other city of the former Czechoslovakia or capital of Slovakia.
Bratislava is a great city.
Isn't it absolutely fabulous? Yeah, I think, like, and again, is this like...
I was in Bratislava the day that the coalition of the willing forces killed al-Zarqawi in Iraq. Do you remember he was the leader of the resistance? Yeah. How I remember is because we were having a few drinks outside in one of the squares in Bratislava, and there was an American group on the table beside us. And then one of them, said, oh, they got him. They got al-Zarqawi. It was a big thing. And it turned out the guy was the former attorney general of the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he'd actually did a great job.
He knew of what he spoke.
Yeah, he did. Yes. He knew of what he spoke. Really interesting fellow, yeah.
But it has more coffee houses. And look, Central European cities, it's the coffee house culture is central. So you see it in Hungary, you see it in Vienna. Bratislava, I'd argue, has more cafes per square kilometre than almost anywhere else in Europe. So like really traditional coffee houses. So like they sit there reading the newspapers, still printed. And over like rusty
pastries.
It's
the old palace up on the hill and beautiful. Everything. It's absolutely beautiful, yeah. Bratislava. I would strongly recommend it.
And you can get there direct with Ryanair.
Yeah.
Like I was looking, 37 quid each way.
Ah,
37
cheap,
euro.
Cheapest chip. Be actually criminal not to go.
Absolutely.
Having listened to this.
They've got like really, like for example, I was looking at the prices for the Rosette Hotel and Residence, which is a lovely 4-star, like kind of Art Nouveau elegance, contemporary. And it's like, I saw like the price, like 110 quid a night.
We can't have two Kilkennys though. Where is this going to be?
I don't know.
That would make it two Kilkennys. Yeah, this is another Kilkenny.
Tallinn in Estonia.
A third Kilkenny.
Why a third Kilkenny?
Well, because we already have Ljubljana in Slovenia.
Oh, sorry. I was going to go,
Bratislava.
Well, Galway or Cork. Maybe Cork.
You already have Galway. Okay, Cork. Right, Bratislava is Cork. We're really butchering this now.
We're killing it.
Yeah, we are.
We're finding...
Where's Tallinn? Sligo.
Go on, let's say Sligo.
All right, let's say Sligo.
But I will say this. Tallinn is one of the most beautiful cities in all of Europe. It's like a living Christmas card.
Really?
You know the way, like, when you go to these towns that have Christmas markets, and many of them have beautiful city centres, like, they want to kind of look like a beautiful, snow-dusted, medieval town. Tallinn is that.
Really?
Yeah, just like it is. It is that in the middle of May. You know what I mean? Like where it's like it's not trying. It just is.
Yeah.
And like it's really, really beautiful. So like one of the nice times to go is Estonia celebrates Independence Day in February. So there's like, and you can do all of the things that we jokingly associate or kind of just mockingly associate with, ooh, wooden toys, ooh, mulled wine, ooh, you know, sausage. You can do all of that.
And Tallinn as well. How easy is Tallinn to get to these
29
days?
Euro each way.
Sorry, it's even cheaper than Bratislava. Sorry, Bratislava.
Yeah, and then like, for example, one of the places that I'd recommend is the Hotel Telegraph, which is a 19th century telegraph building, which has been converted into a very nice boutique hotel.
It's got like that.
Really nice Elemis spa. It's got a glass roof restaurant. Really, really nice. Medieval, but Nordic. and kind of quirky enough to feel quite different.
These are great recommendations.
Five
this week.
Five winter break destinations.
Fionn Davenport will be back with more great recommendations next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.